This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Wish that you could build a time machine so you could see the things no one can see. Feels like you're standing on the edge, looking at the stars, wishing you were them.
know you, baby, like to get under your sexy body. I would like to get to know you, baby, like to get under your sexy body, sexy body. I would like to get to know you, baby. Like to get under your sexy body. I would like to get to know you, baby. Like to get under your sexy body. Come take me on the night. Na 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 na. Don't wanna go live. Na 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 na. Come take me on the night.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, darling.
And welcome to Access All Areas this evening.
Welcome. I'm sorry I'm not very well.
That's all right, darling. You're always a bit worse for wear.
On a Thursday, end of the week. No, this is real ill.
Well,
ill.
Lizzie Cundy is not even hungover, genuinely sick, and still made it into work
today. I made it in because I am a trooper. No, seriously, a few weeks ago, I saw someone who had a chest infection. I thought, I'll be nice and go. And then I got it. Then I went on antibiotics, but they made me feel ill. And then I caught a bug off my son.
Oh, God.
But I am here.
You are definitely here.
Am I looking...
You're something.
What about the tie? I'm wearing a very strange dress
today.
Yeah,
so Lizzie Cundy this evening is wearing some kind of white bondage dress. Came in with a fur coat. She thought she was P. Diddy this evening.
P. Diddy. Well, I was Jerry Halliwell yesterday for the Brits.
Oh, yes.
Party.
So
I like dressing up. I can't help it.
So it was the Brits.
The Brits. My
last
goodness.
Night.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, what did you... Firstly, Stephen, what did you think of it?
I'm not a fan of the Brits. I never am I?
You were flying a Union Jack in one of your little Facebook pages.
That was at the Eurovision.
Oh, God. So...
I watch the Brits every year, mostly
Brexit for a minute.
Please. I was... Flying? No, wait. Pardon? I was watching Eurovision.
What were you watching?
You're getting me confused, Lizzie. I was watching the Brits last night, but I only really watched to take the piss. Sorry, Grandma and Grandpa. I know you're listening for the first time.
Well, I'm trying to get Denise Welsh on because her son won an award, Matty.
Yes. So they were like the big winners of the night,
they
weren't
were the
they?
Big
they
winners.
Won British band, Little Mix,
and they were smoking under the table. Did
I'm
you see?
I'm not a fan of all this. Fake rock and roll crap.
But like, I thought he was very cool. I thought he was good. I love that track, and we're going to play it after this. Can you find it?
I will have a look.
But I thought the tribute to George Michael was really moving. I love that. Did you not think... What did you think of the...
Chris Martin?
Yeah. Honestly, singing.
I am not the biggest... Do you know what? I actually like Coldplay, but he was not... He was not up to the job.
Maybe compare it with George, because George was behind on the screen.
Yeah, that was actually quite good. The bit where they did a kind of virtual duet from the grave or some creepy... That was all right. But like his actual... I mean, that's Different Corner is like such an amazing song.
And that song makes me...
So good.
That's my
and
song. We
I
have
was
to play
just
that.
Not... All right, anything else,
yeah,
Lizzie? Jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just not feeling Chris
I didn't
Martin's
feel his
version.
Chris Martin's voice was quite right. I don't know why. Maybe his voice
I don't think you were the only one to think that.
Were people voicing that?
Certainly from the people I follow on Twitter, it was looking a bit rough.
But I think he's a rock, more of a... That song just didn't suit his
No,
voice.
He's like George Michael is a soul musician, I would say.
It's softer. It's his voice.
Whereas Chris Martin is like is more of a pop rock musician.
And when you kind of compared the voices, it felt like George
was
like an angel.
Yeah, it was all...
I know.
What about the rest of the show? What do you think of Katy Perry?
I love that track. It's another one I want you to play. But I wasn't quite sure with the old skeletons. There was a message, obviously, a political message.
I thought that was quite good.
Well, you would. But I just think, no, time and a place, you know.
So those that don't know, Katy Perry was the only real political message of the night. She...
But it fell on its face.
Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
She staged a recreation of Donald Trump and Theresa May holding hands at the White House.
What was the house?
They were dressed as giant skeletons in their outfits, and when they touched hands, there was a big explosion. So yeah, it was supposed to be you know,
it's trying to say this is the end of America.
Well, no, this is populism, isn't it? That's what she, I think she was having a go at this populist movement, Brexit, Trump, all that kind of stuff.
My son was quite impressed. He's like, wow, look at the puppets.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I actually think
it was afterwards. It was afterwards that people kind of gathered exactly what they were getting at. But I actually thought Katy Perry, pretty solid performance.
Very good performance. I thought she was great. Apart I love that track.
A couple of her houses fell off stage because they couldn't see where they were going.
It's weird. The houses fell off stage. A couple of dancers fell off stage.
Yeah,
and her outfit was a little bit weird.
I thought it was a little bit boring for Katy Perry. She was just wearing, it was an oversized trouser suit.
And I was invited last night, but I didn't feel well. I thought, let the Brits come to me. So I invited a few friends. We did a dressing up.
Lovely.
We all had to dress up.
Right.
I, of course, chose, there's only one person who dress up for the Brits is Jerry.
Halliwell
there, of
not
course.
Hall.
Not Hall, no. And I had my own little party.
Lovely. Do you have a couple of drinks?
Do you know what? I didn't feel very well. And
that's
but you
not still
like
had a couple
me.
Of drinks.
That isn't like me. Can you tell?
No.
Sorry if my voice is a little bit...
I mean, I've had a little drink before the show waiting for you.
Sorry, darling. I tell you what happened.
I got here early because I took the tube today.
North London traffic, Regent's Park, a tree fell down.
It's, what's it called? Storm...
Doris.
Storm Doris.
It's Doris.
Oh, there's Doris texting.
Doris Day just giving me a shout. No, Doris and North London I was coming from.
Disaster.
Traffic is awful.
Disaster.
You wouldn't ever get that in Chelsea. That's why I support Chelsea. You see?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But anyway, it was bad. So sorry, but I did get hit just
You did get hit just in the nick of time.
Just
so,
in the nick.
We have a show to get on with.
Yes, we do.
How excited are you to speak to some of these guests tonight?
I am very excited.
X on the Beach is Josh Ritchie.
That's
very often in the news.
Can't wait to see him. He's a good-looking boy.
Yeah.
But he gets into mischief.
He does get into mischief. He's got into some mischief. We're going to talk to him about that.
Yeah,
we're talk to
I'm
him
looking
about
forward
that.
To it.
And also the new boy band, The Scheme.
Now, they're
very
hot.
Handsome boys. We're quite deluged with handsome men this evening.
I hope they're going to sing for us.
Oh, you know I'm not a fan of the live singing in the studio,
oh, are
Lizzie.
You? I like putting
you
on the
You know,
spot.
I find it a little bit
good.
Awkward.
It shows if they're good or not, right?
Well...
I hope they're listening.
Okay.
The Scheme, I'm very excited.
Okay.
And they've come all the way here.
They have. So, okay, maybe if they're... Yeah, okay, fine. We'll see how I feel. Yeah.
And we have Adam Philpott.
From Coach Trip.
Now...
Now, this is a TV show you have personal experience
Well, I did
with.
Celebrity Coach Trip. I did.
Mm-hmm.
I just actually, my marriage had just split up and I thought I need to go away and the call came.
Do you not booked yourself into 2 weeks in Benidorm?
No, and Michael Barrymore was on the phone saying, Lizzie, come on, do the show. We'll have a real laugh. Little did I know what that would turn out. It was mad, but I got
How
stuck on
How long were
it.
You there for?
I was there for 2 weeks.
That's impressive.
I was down to the last few, but right. I got stabbed in the back by a couple who I won't mention
was
their names.
Was it Rusty Lee?
No, I love Rusty Lee.
Who was it? Tell me their names.
My best friend on there was Barrymore. We had such a giggle.
Oh,
we did get on very well. But it was I got caught in a zip wire. You have to find it and look at it. It was the most funny show.
I will look that up when
funny.
I get home this evening.
But yeah, no, it is a really, it's a cult following show. I mean, it has loads of viewers.
Well, then I can't wait to find out more. Before we go to a
and
quick
we've
song
got to
though.
Do about London Fashion Week because it has been crazy.
Yeah, we do have plenty to talk about this evening.
Have you seen my pictures? Of London Fashion Week.
Yes, I have. You went to Julian McDonald.
Yes.
Let's talk about that later.
Okay.
How about that?
Yes, let's.
Before we play a quick song, we have to talk again about how excited we are that we're going to be going to Stand and Calling Festival this year.
I cannot wait.
We are going to be living it up.
Can I say?
For Stand and Calling.
I've already bought the wellies with heels. I've got to wear heels. And have we got a really good tent?
I'm not gonna. we'll get a nice
service.
Yurt or something. So in nice. Case you, in, for those of you that don't know, this year's headliners are Orbital, very impressive, and Clean Bandit.
Wow,
very very trendy on cool trend.
They
I love
are
them.
So cool. I can't wait for this. Are we going together?
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Couple of ciders in the field.
It's going to be, my love.
It's going to be a completely unique weekend of irresistible fun, extraordinary experiences and unrivaled entertainment. Stand and Calling has always been about jaw-dropping performances, whether that be from old favourites or brand new artists. Now, I know you're probably thinking, like, what else can I do, Lizzie, aren't you, at this festival?
I am.
Well, aside from music.
You've read my mind.
There's going to be yoga, hot tubs,
yoga.
Meditation,
wow.
Ballet workshops, street food, cocktail masterclasses, pub
boxing.
Quizzes, stand-up
boxing.
Comedy.
I'm into boxing at the minute. No boxing.
No boxing.
Okay.
And even... A dog show.
Fabulous. Oh, I can bring my dog.
So the early bird tickets for Stand and Calling have already sold out. So tier one tickets are on sale now from standand-calling.com/tickets. So if you haven't got them, go get them now. That's what I'm saying.
Get them. And Stephen and my dear self are going to be there.
We're going to be there and not be square.
At the festival, your beard's going to be really big and bushy for that festival.
I'm going to grow it especially. So let's play a track and then we'll get our first guest, Josh Ritchie, on the phone.
Woo!
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That would beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
Just reminds us of being here now, doesn't it, Lizzie?
That when you hear it, do you think of me? I hope so. Do you know ever those songs where you hear and you go, oh, it reminds me of the time
sitting in the studio
looking at what weird outfit she's wearing today. What is this outfit? I nearly crashed.
No, it's really good.
Ropes,
you've got to be careful. You could get tied to something by mistake.
No, it went round my steering wheel and I couldn't go.
Where is it from?
It's a little Balmainey.
Lovely.
I got given it.
Lovely.
As
nice.
A present, because I'm a nice person.
I don't get given presents of clothes, unfortunately.
Well, I do.
All right.
I'm
Jeez.
Suffocating. My dresses are suffocating my house. I need an extension for the dresses.
Oh, babe, you carry Bradshaw.
So you didn't really enjoy the Brits. A bit upset with that.
We'll have to talk about that in a minute because we've got our first guest on the phone.
I know. Do you know, I'm so excited about this guest.
He's here right now. Joshua Ritchie. How are you?
Joshua.
What's happening?
How are you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you,
Josh,
yeah.
Josh, why aren't you in the studio? I wanted to see you in the flesh.
What's that?
I wanted to see you in the flesh. You should be in the studio.
I bet you did, didn't you?
Oh, okay.
Go on, girl.
Go on, girl. So, Josh, how is it all going?
Just all right. Just chilling at the moment. I've been quite ill, you know, to be fair.
Yeah, so have I. What have you had? I've been ill too.
I've had tonsillitis.
Oh, God, this is like a chat with my grandparents. I'm not up for this, you know.
We should do a celebrity doctor.
No, God, is it?
So, tell us, for those that don't know, who are you?
A tanned hunk.
Yeah, we know.
I'm from X on the Beach, and I did the first series of Love Island as well.
My God,
yeah.
Love it. Can I tell you, what made you want to do that show, Josh? How did it come about?
What, X or Love Island?
Yeah.
X. I don't know, really. I just thought it's just a good experience, isn't it? But obviously, when your ex-missus comes out, it's not that good, is it?
No, man, that would be my worst nightmare.
Oh,
seeing your ex
One come out and, like, try beating me up. It was funny.
Jeez.
What had you done
really
to the
ex,
girl?
To be honest. She wasn't really an ex, to be honest with you. It was just like...
Do you think people like that, though, sometimes they're looking for camera time?
Well, yeah, you could say so, like, because...
Was she?
Come in the house, you know, when you introduce yourself to people and that, like, you just say, all right, my name's Josh. She'd come in and she was like, whoa, what's happening, motherfuckers? I was like, wow. This girl is an embarrassment.
Is that what she said? Did she walk in?
Like she was my ex.
Right.
Did you remember her at all?
Pardon?
Did you remember her at all?
Yeah.
Did you? You're like, what's your name again? No,
I did remember her, but I didn't put her down as my ex or anything, do you know what I mean? So...
She obviously thought there was more to it than you did.
Well, yeah.
But you've so obviously you're making a bit of a career for yourself out of the reality, the love finding reality shows. What was the difference kind of between Love Island and X on the Beach? Because they are, I mean, Love Island's a bit nicer, I would say.
It's tamer.
Tamer, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit tamer, only because everyone's like, yeah, everyone wants to get in love, don't they? I to be honest with you, right, in Love Island, I was going to go to Vegas that year, yeah, and I just went, one of my mates said, you may as well just do it, you might end up winning it. I was like, all right. I only went to Love Island for the 50 grams. I wasn't that bothered about finding love.
Yeah.
I'm only young, do you know what I mean? So...
So how old are you? 22? You're 22, is that right?
Yeah, 22, yeah.
So
yeah.
Who are you getting off with in Love Island? I can't quite remember.
In Love Island, I was with Jess Ayres for a couple of weeks. Then I was with someone called Naomi for a couple of weeks. And then I ended up leaving. Like, I ended up coming third with someone who was just my mate. Did you pretend a bit?
Did you have to fake it?
What? That you was
in? Yeah, you're in love. Yeah, to think. Because you've got to stay.
Nah, not really. Like... When I was with Jess, I ended up leaving her because she was just a nutter when she had a drink.
Never
good. I left her.
It's not good.
Then Naomi, she pied me off for another laugh.
That happens, you know.
Oh, bless you.
That happens, you know what I mean? But yeah, and then...
Josh, you're love. You didn't mind though. You're quite happy, but you do have a bit of drama, Josh, in your life, don't you? Because recently there was a little bit, well, a little rumours, business with old Stephanie Davis. What happened there?
I don't really know. You know, to be honest with you, basically, right? I was at the Sun headquarters, and I forgot that there was a journal there, and they go, so. You stopped with Steph about a year ago. I was like, right? And he was like, so what about if you're the dad? I was like bantering it off. I was like, yeah, imagine if she turns up to my door. And then he just flipped it and just turned it all against me. I'm like,
oh no! You see, you got what?
I had my mum texting me. My older sister texting me. This better not be bloody true. I was like, oh, geez.
Oh my god!
So
Josh.
Yeah, I mean, Stephanie's had her baby now, hasn't she?
And Jeremy is the father.
Jeremy McConnell is the father.
What do you make of all that? Do you think it's a bit of a they pretend they don't get on for the publicity, or do you think it is all?
I don't really know that Jeremy too much, but I know Stephanie, she's all right. She seemed all right when I was chilling with her.
Chilling with her.
You had a
chilling with her.
A naked picture that came up on my Snapchat.
What's
you spat
that?
My cup of tea out. I saw a naked picture of you two together, I think.
Of
you and Stephanie. Anyway.
You definitely didn't spit your tea out, did you? Come on.
I did.
So do you have a girlfriend now?
No, I don't have a girlfriend. I can't deal with having a girlfriend.
No, I know what you mean.
too much hassle.
Too much, yeah, but I reckon you're a lot to handle somehow. I think you're a handful. A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, and you've got to be able to handle me, yeah, but I don't know, I just think, when I see all my mates, yeah, most of my mates are in relationships and they're not happy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and you're
why,
young.
Why would I be in a relationship when I'm happy how I am now?
True.
For a bird just to bring me down and tell me what I've got to do, not a chance.
Do you think, though, obviously you're very young, like you said, you're 22. Do you worry that doing shows like X on the Beach, Love Island, these kind of reality TV shows, which are massive at the minute, could cause you any problems later down the line? Are you worried about that?
Not really, mate. I just think about the pee, me. I just think about the money.
You're just having a good time. You're just having a good time, aren't you?
What's that?
You're having a good time.
I just think about the money, innit? It's paycheck.
Well, would you like to do another, like a reality show, maybe The Jungle? What about Celebrity Big Brother? Are they ones that interest you, Josh? Or are you going to try and do something? Well,
if I got that jungle, I'd shit myself because I don't like all the little creatures. So I'd be crap on that.
Right.
I'd do Big Brother, though, because I'd just terrorise everyone, and then probably after that, I'd just stick to what I do now.
Oh, like, you know, Stephen Bear style.
Oh no, you wouldn't do a Stephen Bear, would you?
I won't be as bad as him, not a chance.
Right, good to know.
He's his own character, that lad, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is.
So you weren't heartbroken when you weren't the father of Stephanie Davis when she? Because I mean, it's been a big story, Josh, and you were right in the middle of it. If I was your mum, I'd have smacked your bum.
I'd let you.
Oh.
You are naughty, Josh. So, Dung, what is the future going to hold? Because you're a bit of a joker and fun. You're a nice, you seem very, well, I haven't been out with you, but you seem very sweet. You seem like a nice guy.
Give me a shout if you want to come out.
Whoa. I'm not having this. Every week Lizzie gets an offer of this. What about me?
Josh, where do you live? Are you Manchester?
Yeah, are you Manchester?
No, I'm London. But I have friends in Manchester.
Oh, what's great.
That? I have friends.
give me a shout when you're in Manchester. Then.
This is going to be on the Daily Star Online tomorrow, Lizzie. I'll tell you now.
Josh, don't get me into trouble. So, what else do we want to ask Josh?
Well, I think you've asked it all, to be honest, Lizzie. No, it's been great to have you on the show, Josh. Thank you.
We love Josh. Okay, next time come in, Josh, right?
Yeah, I'll come in next time.
All right, promise.
Good.
I promise, babe.
Fantastic. All right, darling.
And then we'll go for drinks after.
Go for drinks, yes. I know a nice little place to go.
Somewhere quiet.
You're trying to set a deal here, aren't you?
No, not at all.
I'll get the pap involved. All right, no. Okay, done.
Josh, take care. Thanks for coming on FUBAR.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye, darling.
See you later.
Bye. He's a frisky little one, isn't he?
Is he? This has to stop. I'm telling you now.
I didn't say anything or do anything. He's not even in the studio. What a cheeky chappy.
What a cheeky chappy. Nice guy, though.
Nice guy. Oh, you see, he seemed very nice. I think Stephanie should start with him.
Bit late for that now.
Did you see Jeremy's interview? When he was like, he was
on
so,
this morning.
I couldn't get over him.
Yeah, it was an interesting
It's my only
one.
Interview, and then he goes and does loads.
And now they've been pictured together loads of times, haven't they?
Oh, it is something else.
Someone's fuming about it. How about a bit of Rag and Bone Man for my nephew, Hugo?
Oh, I love Hugo.
He's a cutie, isn't he?
And isn't your grandparents listening?
My grandparents are listening this evening. Hi, Margaret and Ron.
Hi, Margaret. Hi, Ron.
Probably,
we're not going to swear today.
We already have, so, you know, it's all fine.
Sorry. Is it Maggie? Can I call her Maggie?
She wouldn't like that. No,
okay, Margaret.
Okay. Bit of rag and bone man. Then should we get our next guest of Scheme
in? Yeah, we've got Scheme.
Yeah, great.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? See it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problem. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Well, it's suddenly got very busy in the studio, hasn't
it's
it?
Very busy.
It's very busy.
It's so busy.
It's very hot. We're really...
God, why did I wear this mad jumper?
I don't
dress?
Know. Honestly, Lizzie, I don't
hot.
Know. Why did you?
We've got great, though.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's the Scheme in the studio,
guys. The
Scheme
in the house. Hey. How are you, boys?
Very good.
Good.
You're looking good. Now, tell me, how did you all get together? How did it start?
Well, I guess it started with me, I guess, because I'm the American one that's from as far away as possible.
America. Yeah, from here.
Whereabouts in the States are you from?
From Orlando, Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Sunshine State, basically Disney World.
But, well, you just don't want to travel outside of Disney World, right?
I want to go. I want to go. Right, can I stay with your mum and dad?
They've got a nice house.
Oh, great.
I've just been in and out of bands and doing music, and at one point in time, one of the bands brought me to London years ago, and I just ended up staying and kind of messing around in different writing, just doing things, and ended up meeting Chris.
Because I just come out of the band as well, I was in a band, like a 50s... kind of style band, and that kind of fell out because the label didn't really know what to do, so we got dropped. And then I met him and
bastards.
Terrible, aren't they?
Yes.
But they kind of we met each other, we started writing, and then we just kind of thought we shouldn't, rather than getting four, let's get a third member, because sometimes, you know, having four logistically it's a bit bigger, and you know, we do a lot of our own kind of like roadie, and so, and it's worked out really well, hasn't it? And Alexei there, he's from Spain.
Hello there,
you know.
Hola, ¿qué pasa?
Oh,
and
a true international band.
Tengo buenas días.
How long after that? Yeah, I started this. But yeah, how's it going?
So you all decided you're going to do our thing together?
Yeah.
And so who does what?
So they play, we all sing together, but like they play. So Kyle's on piano, Alexei's on guitar, and then I'm like the front kind of singer of the
and
band.
And then we have the rest of our band as well, but they're not really a part of the band. Like our
We're like the
session musicians.
Oh, yeah. So you're the main.
You weren't putting in a Diana
band.
Ross and the Supremes.
We're the face of the scheme.
Yeah, we're the face.
So who do you inspire to be like? Like, who were your heroes growing up that you thought, wow, this is my style?
Well, mine's changed. I mean, I was brought up with my mother loving The Carpenters, so we love our harmonies and our stuff. So, but really, like, The Carpenters are a great band.
They are.
So my last name is Carpenter. So.
You know, and he's the original Carpenter. Yeah.
So, you are.
So John Lennon, obviously, Liverpool, the Beatles. And then I going forward, like, to now, I love, like, The Script, Coldplay. Yeah. Mm. One Republic are my favourite band. So I think if we could have, in my opinion, career-wise, I think we all agree on it. Like, it would be a One Republic style.
Yeah, like, in terms of, like... influences for the this band that we're doing now, it's kind of like this, The Script, One Republic, like Maroon 5's first album, Songs About Jane, is like one of my favorite albums of all time.
Same.
I know every single song all the way through.
Yeah.
Just kind of like Coldplay, kind of Chris Martin. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Like,
although I heard you weren't digging his performance last night.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to say, he's not real.
I like to whinge and moan. It's just my thing.
He does like a moan, but I just.
I haven't seen it.
No.
It was amazing tribute to George Michael, but I just don't think
wasn't
Chris
George,
Martin.
Yeah, no,
was the right
off. It's the voice, isn't it?
It's really his George's voice is so unique
it's not going to pull off
that's true. I mean, they are different, like
I just think you needed a soul voice,
definitely 100%.
But it's been going pretty well for you guys because you have just been with Union J,
I believe.
I
love Union J, they're my friends.
Why didn't you did you come to the show?
No, he invited me.
Yeah, you're good friends with Jamie, right?
I'm very good friends with Jamie.
Yeah, I've had to carry yours and Jamie's stuff through that. anyway.
So we had a great tour with the boys, like, and we finished off in London.
I've been on holiday with them.
Mm. Have you?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Barbados.
Oh, they all go there.
Yeah, we were talking about Barbados.
Do you want to come to Barbados? Well, we were like,
they were performing actually there for Ashley, you know.
Oh, Ashley's
So they were performing, they had a big New Year and the boys were performing.
Oh, oh right, that was
and
a nice
I happened
party.
To walk by and they were walking the other way and I went, oh, hello.
So what were they like?
Amazing boys. Like, you know, we've obviously known about them, obviously, because they've been in the public eye a lot and then they've kind of gone away and done some new songs, which is really, really good. So we've had a great tour with them. We were 2 weeks within the first 3 days. We were their main support, so we're in the same dressing rooms, and we just get on like a house on fire.
Yeah, they're really, 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 really cool guys.
And we're going to do something more with them this year. Like, we've already kind of agreed that because they want to do more like big theatres and stuff. So we're going to like move on and hopefully
collaborate with them.
Gosh, awesome. That'll be a good looking band, because you're all so gorgeous. And
he wants Jamie was saying he wants like, you know, and Bruno Mars with like a massive band and loads of great singers, and so we might like book the Palladium and just put a huge show on in the summer.
I think you should.
Boy band show, well up for that.
I think you should.
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
I think you should.
Yeah, it's a show, isn't it? That's what we're talking about.
I mean, well up for that.
I'll be coming to that.
Yeah, bet you will.
how are Union J doing? Because they lost their lead singer, didn't they? He went off to do something.
Yeah, he went off.
Well, they lost one of their members, but they've got a new member now, Casey.
Casey, honestly,
the nicest guy.
Yeah. Isn't Casey good?
He's amazing.
He was like the crazy one when he was on X Factor, but he seems to have calmed down a bit these days.
Yeah, it's weird because I never saw him on X Factor, but then. And he was in Stereokicks, right?
Yeah.
Because there were so many of them, obviously, it's difficult to like remember which one's which. But
eight in a band.
But yeah, like, he's just like. He's. Like, well, he's now really what's the word I'm looking for? Integrating himself really well.
Yeah,
and, like,
fits
and Jim,
in really, really well with the guys, like 100%.
And the new stuff is like amazing as well.
Yeah, we get to hear
guys,
some of the new stuff because
performed it.
Oh yeah.
How
amazing! So listen, for you guys, what's your hopes and dreams? What do you want?
It's like rocking out arenas, isn't it? We've only been together for like just coming up to 18 months, like nearly 2 years actually. So it's we've had like a writing process where we've had to get a product. So we've had to write loads and loads with loads of different people. So we've got another tour coming up at the end of March that goes into April. And then we've got another tour. And then we're going to do our own tour. But I mean, in 5 years, I'd like to be at least rocking out the O2, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the goal, isn't it? Yeah, really? Like to kind of.
Just have a spotlight, lights all off, guitar solo.
He loves the guitar. Yeah. He's in like a god on the guitar, honestly. Like,
really?
You're going to have to come to one of the shows next show, we'll get you some tickets. Please
I would
come.
Love to.
All of you,
though. Yeah, definitely.
Tickets, honestly.
I mean, that's the goal, though, isn't it? Like, especially coming off of a big. Almost month tour like that with the DJ every night. It's just like, and the more and more people there, and then by the time we got done, like everyone in the crowd was like singing every one of our songs.
It's just
and, like,
crazy.
Well, it's just a cool. It's a great feeling.
It's so nice. Yeah. Well, we're lucky because we went on a tour with the Vamps. They've got a band that they kind of attached them called the Tide, and they're huge in America. They've got a massive fan base here. So we did a tour with them in November last year, and we were like the new band. We'd never toured. We went out, and everyone's like, "Who are these?" So it was great to go on tour this time, and people actually were singing our lyrics, and it was just amazing. Like the O2 was filled the Academy in Islington, and it was just amazing because we probably had 350 people there just to see us as well. Do you know what I mean? It was sold out the house, and they're all screaming. It's like, we need to keep doing this.
Everybody loves down that. In the crowd at that point, like there's actually people with Scheme t-shirts on, and like so it was cool.
But you know, you got to keep it realistic as well, and not get like all excited because it could just all.
Well, it's really hard work. It's not a guarantee.
Yeah, music business must be the hardest.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about the X Factor and stuff with the manufactured kind of shows? Or do you think, is it something you'd ever consider? Or
I mean, I don't think we would do it.
I don't think
we'd
suit it.
Just because we've kind of.
Doing so well on
We've kind of gone past it. But there's absolutely, like, I mean, it's a huge platform.
It's amazing, because you get, like, an instant, like, massive fan base, and the people are so loyal as well. So you can actually go away and do tours and. And already people are buying your music if you have the stuff ready. So if in that sense, I think it
I mean, if you
works.
Just look at Union J.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean,
they
came off of X Factor, and even Casey came off of something completely different, and now they're just back again smashing it. You know
I think
I mean?
The only problem from the music industry, the people that don't go down that road, is that you get a lot of artists that do, say, 10 years work trying to break it. They don't do it, and then you've got someone working in an office that goes on the X Factor for 12 weeks and is a number one selling artist with a platinum album. You think,
That's still rare. These days, though, to be honest, I think it's waning for even like you know the you can win X Factor and it's still not work out.
There's
really very
show,
few guarantees these days. I think what really makes it for anyone, solo artist, band, whatever, is the songs. And if the songs connect to people,
if the songs are great,
and that's really it.
And you've got the talent because you play your instruments.
Play, write, produce. We kind of like made it like that because I think if you can only do one thing, then. You've got a lot less chance of succeeding. But if you can go to a label and say, we write, record, produce, do everything, then they're just like, oh, well, that's good, because we don't have to try and outsource you to like seven or eight different creatives. So, and then you keep...
Because that costs more money.
It does, cost more money. But you keep the creative control as well, which I think is important as well. Mm-hmm. But we always collaborate. We love collaborating. Yeah,
course, I love that, your enthusiasm. I don't know whether you saw... Did you see the Brits last night?
I've seen some of it.
I didn't see any of it at all. I feel like I should have.
Yeah, I'll go back and watch it.
You should have been at Lizzie's loving it. Brits party.
Did you see me as Jerry Hellerwell? It was very good. Anyway, but the Brits, they had Andrew Ridley standing up there doing a tribute for George Michael. But in the beginning, they went to every. He was saying everyone turned them down. They just everyone said no. And you could have gone right. Okay, no one wants us. But he said
we'll do it.
And penned a little bit of Careless Whisper went, and then
it just that one opportunity just broke
that
it for them. Mm-hmm.
I know. So you got to keep at it, guys. You're doing really good.
some of the biggest bands like that's a like seems like a. Quite a popular story for like people like even like what like even the Beatles, they got turned down by like 20 something labels before something like that. Ridiculous.
It's part of the problem now though that there aren't as many labels as they used to.
Yeah, I mean that's a different, completely different industry.
It's a massive, and you kind of have to do it yourself now. You have to present yourself to a label and say, well, we've got this fan base, which is real. We've got the music. we're able to tour. We're self-contained. And then they go, oh, all right, yeah. But the days of, unless you go on the X Factor. Yeah. I love the X Factor. I love all of these reality, because it does, it gives people the opportunity that they would never, ever have had before, you know.
I agree. I think it's a great platform. You get all the followers and you're known. You never have the opportunity.
Well, how about, Lizzie, we listen to one of their songs and then we have a little chat to them afterwards.
Because I want to know whether you like mangoes or not. I just always ask this question when I'm doing like an interview. I always say, are you interested? Do you like fruit-wise?
I love mangoes.
What about coconuts?
What about coconuts?
Or pineapples. Oh,
yeah.
whatever it may be.
Right, let's listen to a bit of Can't Stop.
I'm intrigued.
And then we'll have a quick chat to you guys afterwards, yeah? To shut up at exactly the same time.
Yeah. We'll definitely come to the gig, Lindsay. I've known her
for years. Lindsay, I know. You call me what you want.
Now, can we just explain exactly?
Mangoes.
Well, yeah. Can we just explain exactly what that little mangoes comment was beforehand?
Right.
Please?
So I'm so sorry about that. But basically, whenever like our little schemers that are on the live stream, so whenever we do anything that's live, we get told by our team, right, you've got three words between the three.
But we don't know what the other person is.
I don't know what
he's
saying. But if we don't put it in, we have to buy a round of drinks for the team, which could be £100. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm getting that mango in. Yeah, when like, you know,
yeah, but I mean, just saying the word mango surely is not a point.
I was on this morning and I was told I have to say bees around a honeypot. It was a big bet. So I thought, how am I going to say this? It was about dating. So I said, you know, when you go out, you know, you can be like, they can. Guys could be like, bees ran out. got it. They were good. They were like, yes.
Well, see, like, sometimes they're easier than other times. But, like, to work in, like, three fruits.
Because mine was just like...
But, like, when you said that, I was just kind of like, or...
Well,
because mine
the
was
chance.
Pineapples and his was coconuts. But none of us
all the tropical fruits.
No, you know, Sean Rulby does this all the time.
Yeah,
the
she does, right?
She
does, like, Star Wars and stuff like that, right? Yeah.
Phrase, and she puts it in.
Yeah. Really impressive.
Well, I'm happy it saved me 100 quid now. Yeah, just see how quick they did it. After
yeah. Well, I was just thinking, I might as well just throw it in right now.
Who's surround on? So, guys, I love that track. It's very funky.
Really into it.
Soulful. Is that the kind of feel you have on all your tracks? Is it kind of quite soulful?
Yeah, it is, actually.
It has
got
to be. I mean, Socialite's very it's actually, like sexy, you know, sexy jazz. It's like, it's really cool.
We tend to, like, that's kind of how we put the record together, but then the live show is much different show. It's the same kind of thing.
It's just the live band feel.
Yeah, but it's the whole live feel. It's very, like, kind of...
We just add sections and guitar solos all over the thing.
He's basically having sex with the guitar on stage. You should see some of the pictures. He's, like, just loving it. I'm like, yeah, but it's so good, isn't it?
There are some good pictures from tour.
Alexa, you look amazing.
The head kicked back. I think he even did, like, a kick one time.
I bet the girls love that. I mean, you are all good-looking boys. What is the girl attention like? Have you noticed?
Everyone's got their favourites, haven't they? It's like, you know...
Do you have little groupies?
Oh, God,
you do notice, like, on Twitter and stuff, everyone's, like, there's, like, you get added into all these...
Oh, yeah, you get different groups like Alexis bicep or Kyle's you know, forearm or something like that, so it's quite funny.
Forearm.
It's so weird. They're like,
he's got really great forearms.
They'll like they'll screenshot like a piece of like a picture or something, or like, in one time we did a live stream or something, we were in the car and like Alexei's like arms are out,
which he was tensing, which he always does when he knows
that's not true, that's a lie.
And so one of the little chats was called Alexei's bicep, and the profile picture for it was just his bicep, like from the thing.
They just
chat and they change and stuff.
Yeah, they constantly change.
Well, that's quite interesting.
Do you get sent anything? Do you get sent things? I've got a random one that's outside usually with
you do.
Funny photos.
Funny pictures of you with your boobs out.
We get sent stuff, but we don't really have like an address that we've given out.
Well,
however, we do get like a lot of gifts when like we're on tour.
Yeah,
like we just got like some really cool like drawings and stuff from
fans. Oh, yeah, they're amazing.
Actually, you haven't given me mine. Yeah, I want to get mine framed.
Oh, yeah,
I love
drawings.
You know, because someone's gone to the thing of doing it. But one time we had this Asian fan. She was fabulous. She was called Su Min, I think her name was. And she was like, "Look, I love you guys. I want to send you some stuff from."
By the way, this was just to Chris, and he's like, "By the way, I've given the address to this fan. I think some stuff is going
to
show up."
But you know, I said to her, like, "Are you stupid?" I was like, "Look, she's in Seoul. What are you going to do? Jump on a flight?" And, you know. So anyway, so it was quite annoying because she sent like a 5 kilo box.
It was so much
but
stuff.
She didn't put that it was a present. So the custom went through.
So you had
it.
To pay for
that's
it.
A bit of yeah. So he comes in. He went €350. I was like, "Oof, what's in our box?" He was like, "No, you've got to pay it." So I said,
"She's probably in the box."
Yeah. Ta-da. I was like, "Next time you send that box of your chopsticks and all that, make sure you put it's a gift."
Is that what it was?
It was chopsticks.
It actually was
plates,
yeah, it was like tons of stuff. Placemats for the fabulous, like the dinner table, like tons of like interesting candies and stuff.
She then noticed on a live stream that we didn't have a candelabra on the back of the table, so she sent one of them as well.
We could milk this.
Yeah, that's what it was. She was like, "I noticed in one of those videos that you didn't have a like placemat or something on the table. They showed up in the box."
Next time I'll have loads of clothes on, you know, on pictures out the back of you. I'm on the live stream. That's what I want next.
I'm like in a Gucci jacket.
Lizzie's there with a Louboutin.
Well, that's nice. That's the nice side of it. Have you had any dodgy stuff happen?
Well, I think we're too young in it, really.
We've
had people falling in love, crying, saying they're going to kill themselves if they don't marry them. I mean, you had a crazy one from Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, there's like every once in a while.
I'll be doing that when you leave.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you have a few nutters. But that's good. You're going to get that.
Love the nutters. We love them.
Yeah.
In fact, I love the nutters. We have got quite a few nutters, and I egg them on. I'm like, "We love you. Come to the flat. We'll have a cup of tea. Let's have our dinner."
That's mad. Really nice.
He is mad. So, guys, is that the track that is your latest track, the one we've just heard?
Well, it's actually off the latest EP.
Yeah.
Right.
But the most, I guess we do have a more recent single than that.
Have we got any more to play here?
I don't think we
do.
Have you not got somebody else's pick?
Oh, we do.
So this is that was like the single that was the like kind of, not really title track, but like the first one off of the EP.
Yeah.
Drum Heights. And now this, Somebody Else Is Perfect, is the one that we've just recently released.
This is my favourite song, because this is the first song that we wrote when we started our little writing journey. And it's so nice. It's about believing in yourself. Girls that doubt themselves, just believe in yourself. You know, you're amazing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And this one's for you, Lizzie.
Thank you. Quiet.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks
so much.
We love you.
Great to have you here.
Best of luck.
Yeah, really wish you most of the success in the world.
Yeah, I'll come and see you. I'm coming.
Please do. We'll get your tickets at Opelies or
everyone
come.
Yeah,
be great.
We'd love that.
Sounds great. So, what was this? Somebody Else Is Perfect.
That's it.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
You enjoying that, Lizzie?
Yeah, I am really. I love that. Yeah, all the boys.
See, that was the good old days, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were just saying that's from the Brits with Jerry and her Union Jack dress.
Kylie doing a big performance.
And then you'd have Michael Jackson was on the stage. We had that rumpus with all, you know, throwing stuff at him.
Yeah, with Jarvis Cocker and people throwing water over. Yeah, John Prescott.
Oh, that was funny.
Those are the days, eh?
It's gone to, well, for me, poppy.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's gone a bit too. I don't know. I would like it be a bit more fun and edgy.
And the other way.
Okay, you want it
more pop? Yeah.
Yeah, but I want it more fun.
Well, I think pop and rock. None of this middle of the road stuff. That's kind of like the Ed Sheeran-y kind of stuff. Boring.
Yeah.
Boring.
I want fun.
I like Ed Sheeran's music.
Of course you do. You wouldn't say no to him coming in here, would you?
Wouldn't say no to him coming in here. No, absolutely not. But not the most exciting guy. Even, I'm sure he would admit that himself.
I think you would.
Now, Lizzie, it's that time of week again.
Can I just say very good congratulations, my dear friend Naomi Harris. Just been made OBE by the Queen.
Oh, she has. Miss Moneypenny.
Miss Moneypenny.
And she's also up for an Oscar.
She's been nominated for an Academy Award for a role.
Yeah, very exciting.
This Sunday, she's been honoured by the Queen. And I was on holiday with her.
You were?
Yeah.
So is that how you know her?
I know Naomi from, interviewing her on the red carpet before she was the big star. You know, she was doing other little tiny roles. And I used to always say, come on, get on, come in.
She'd be like, oh, thanks, someone's talking to me.
Thanks, Lizzie, we were always friends. And then we went to Champneys together, did some charity stuff. And then she was in Barbados, we hung out there. I'm having a crisp.
Friends to the stars, isn't it?
Mm.
It's my favourite part of the week, Lizzie.
What?
Dare to wear.
I'm scared. Oh, please don't. What? I'm not feeling very well. It's nothing. I need clothes on today.
Your clothes are on. It's purely accessories today, Lizzie. So I think there's going to be some. I got some tweets earlier from some of your crazy fans.
Okay, what were they saying?
They wanted you to look more sexy. Unfortunately, it's not the week for that.
It isn't. I've got a very sore chest.
What have you been doing?
And throat.
So, yeah.
What am I going to wear today, guys?
Well, you're going to have to check it out on Twitter. But
I do want to please the fans, though, and the listeners.
I don't think they're going to be disappointed because it's you, you know. How are they ever going to be disappointed by what you have to offer, your mangoes?
that was funny, by the way. To say things that you shouldn't say, you've got
maybe
to get
we,
it in.
Maybe we should set ourselves a task each week.
I know, it's quite funny. You've got to say a word. You've got to slip it in.
Yeah. Oh. My grandparents are listening.
You're in a naughty, cheeky mood today.
You said it, not me.
I wasn't thinking that way.
Please.
Dear me. Stephen, so it's been the most crazy week. I haven't stopped.
Yeah, so London Fashion Week this week, Lizzie.
Wow, every day. I never thought I'd say this, but I never want to see another dress in all my days.
Well, it's lucky you barely wear them.
No, I have to say, there were some incredible shows. There were some not so good shows, but nothing could touch Julie McDonald. It was incredible.
Why was that?
It was just so glamorous and the dresses were sensational. It was so dramatic. It was the music. It just has everything.
Right.
And you've got a great guest list. Getting that front row. And you've got... It's just this really, really lovely atmosphere. And I think everyone that goes there just loves him.
Right, okay.
So it's a really... Everyone is like in the
mood. Does he still have... is he still friends with Abby Clancy? Weren't they on the same series as Strictly together?
She's not feeling too clever, I don't think, this morning.
No, I saw some pictures of her after the Brits last night, looking a little bit rough around the edges.
She was squatting on all fours. I was like, that's not her best look. There were great names. You know, he does attract big names. He's dressing, you know, Nicole, he's dressing Beyonce. They weren't there, but there were lots of names there. And we all went. I was with Lisa Snowden and we went.
Ah, how is Lisa getting
on? She's great. She's in love. She's so in love. She's met a lovely guy. I'm so happy for her. So hoping something will happen for me. She gave me a bit of hope. Gave me a few tips.
Now, Lizzie, how are we going to find you a man?
I don't know, but I'm okay. Please don't find me one.
Do you worry what kind of person I would...
Put me on a date with.
Well, who do you think? What are you thinking I'd get?
Someone that's very left wing, Jeremy Corbyn type, with a big bushy beard.
What's wrong with left wing people?
Nothing.
Well, then what's your problem?
But
you like a hairy man.
Yeah, but not too hairy. I don't want to be bush. I don't want to get a fur ball in my throat after a night.
Too hairy?
No, that's nice. You look good. No, you look good.
I don't trim my chest hair, though. No, I think that's quite controversial. Mm. Most people do.
Does your boyfriend mind?
No, he likes it.
Mm. See, no, it feels like you're like a caveman. That's nice. You feel a bit protected.
Yeah, I think
that's nice.
It's weird, isn't it?
And when I was ill, I did think, oh, it would be nice to have someone. But then other times, you know. But who says, you know, I've got things happening.
See, I don't like this, Cundy.
You're like, I keep everything out. I'm very private.
I know.
I am private. Anyway, we talk about my love life.
I like talking about your love life.
No, I'm
shy. I want to find you a man, please.
A nice one, though. Not a rude
Well,
one.
I think you need to... It can't be a footballer. Mm. I don't think it can be a sports person. I think you want just like a night...
No, I don't. No, I agree.
They can be a nice, fit, attractive man that is just...
I just think someone that's kind and funny.
Funny. Do you know what? Funny. I would take funny over anything else. I genuinely think if you make me laugh.
This guy the other day
belly
told
laugh.
Me a joke, and I actually, I just couldn't. My ribs hurt from laughing.
Well,
and
that's
thought,
a good
that's
sign.
Nice. Yeah, because was you laughed as. Yeah, he was gay. But I just think laughter is everything. You make you laugh, you know, you don't have to have everything in common, but.
It's true.
I think. No, don't worry on that score, my darling.
More secrets from Cundy.
No, I can't say. I'm very private. I'm actually very shy. Oh. Can't you tell by the way I dress?
I mean, I certainly can. Someone else who's very shy, publicity shy.
Cheryl. Yeah.
Yes, you got it. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, I've got a ding. You
He's
got it.
A ding. Finally, we see the bump, and what a bump it is. Gee, that bump's bigger than the moon. It's huge. That's a big old bump.
What do you make of it? What do you make of it?
I think she's having twins.
Come on,
they're
really?
Huge. It's a big bump.
I think she's just ready to go, right?
I think she looks like she's going to pop. You couldn't hide that for much longer. It's so big.
Well,
we've been speculating
that she may have already had it. We think.
Really?
Just amongst me and my pals.
But why has she kept it so quiet? Is it because it's her news? No one else's? I want...
She has been very publicity shy for some time now, right? Ever since she got married to your friend Jean-Bernard Fernandez-Vassini.
Yeah, I saw him last night.
And became Cheryl Fernandez-Vassini.
I saw him last night. He's doing very well.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Little
French
fancy.
He's a little French fancy. No, he's a... he's a nice guy.
Actually. I think she feels she needs to live her life privately after that.
Yes.
So she thought what she would do is date someone from One Direction. That's what you do, right?
Well, yeah, and he was the only one at the Brits.
I know. Not there with his
new baby.
it's a good point.
Boy or
actually,
girl?
Yeah.
I think he looked like a boy with that bump.
Interesting.
Mm.
What surname will it have? Oh, it'll be Payne.
It will be a pain. It'll be up all night, teething.
Yeah, what did you make of the reveal? Janet Streetporter today was voicing on Loose Women that she was not impressed with the way that Cheryl did it. She was like, she got a record to promote.
Yeah, and you say you don't want publicity and then you do it in that way. I can see her point.
Yeah.
I just think...
So if she'd maybe have kept it right up until the end and have just said after she'd had the baby, release a statement saying, I've had a baby... I'd like you to respect my privacy.
Exactly.
Fine. That would have been fine. You think this is not the way to go?
Well, because obviously that is the only picture we've ever seen of her looking properly pregnant. It's gone everywhere. It's going to be
yes.
in every paper, every front page.
She knew that.
Good PR for her. It's a way to do it. But the cynics will say...
The cynics. Those damn cynics.
Not such a good thing to do. Because you know what? You've got to be fair to your fans. They're the ones who put you there. I feel at times you have to be a bit open.
But do you think that the fans want to protect her from the media?
No, they want to know about the baby. Every time I'm on an interview or something, they'll say, well, have you seen Cheryl? Do you you know, they want to know because they've put her where she is. And I think you're kind of fobbing people off, trying to fool them a bit and play games. And I can understand her wanting privacy, but... You know, unfortunately...
She's had two very public failed marriages.
When you sell your stories and your weddings to various celebrity magazines, you know, in a part, do you have the right in some ways? That's what I feel.
Interesting theory, Lizzie Cundy.
Is that a theory you agree with?
I think that She's gone about it all the wrong way. Yes, I do actually agree with that. But at the same time, I think part of her wants to elevate herself from beyond that kind of tabloid celebrity. So,
yeah.
Although doing something like releasing a picture for L'Oreal will end up on the tabloids, she knows that.
But it's it such doesn't. It's a side view type black dress.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But the argument is that it's supposed to be a L'Oreal campaign that shows that L'Oreal's for every type of person, including pregnant people. So there's some big names in that photo shoot. There's Katie Piper. There's Dame Helen Mirren. No one's talking about that. They're talking about Cheryl. But
you know,
that's the fault of the media, myself included in that, for picking that out. Didn't have to.
Mm. Okay. But do you think L'Oreal are going to be cheesed off that their focus of their campaign? No one's really interested in the campaign. They're just like, oh my gosh, Cheryl's got a big bump. It's kind of taken away from all the others that are there as well. Helen Mirren, not going to mention. She's one of our finest actresses.
It's true. You're right. But then I think maybe someone like Helen Mirren doesn't really care. You know, she turns up to do a photo shoot. She gets paid. She doesn't care.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's too cool for that. She probably doesn't even know who Cheryl is.
No. Hello, darling. Lovely bump.
I don't know if they were all in the same place for that photo shoot.
Yeah, well, but the attention is all on Cheryl, and maybe, you know what?
Maybe it's what she wanted.
Maybe it's good PR.
Maybe it is. Shall we play a song?
What?
I was going to say a track, then I was going to say a song.
Please.
Dua Lipa, your favourite?
I love this track.
And we're also going to do your Dare to Wear.
Okay.
And then afterwards we've got Adam Philpott on the phone.
Wow.
I see the moon, oh, when you're looking at the sun. Not a fool, no, you're not fooling anyone.
Just enough.
Your favourite song.
I know, I love that track.
Now we've got our final guest of the evening.
Wow, the show's amazing.
As ever, on the phone. And someone who you can talk a lot with, because you've also been on Coach Trip, correct?
Yes.
Correct, isn't it?
It is.
So we've got Adam Filbert on the phone. Adam, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you, Adam?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Really good. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, well, we were just discussing off air about Lizzie taking part in Coach Trip a few years ago.
Yeah, I did a Celebrity Coach Trip with Michael Barrymore and a load of crazy people.
I remember. I do remember. I've only seen a few kind of bits of like the old Coach Trip.
Yeah.
When it used to be back on Channel 4. But yeah, I do remember you being on there.
Yes, it was, there were loads of rucks. I can't even begin to tell you.
So, Adam, tell us
about... Who were you with?
I was with Emma B.
Emma B.
Do you remember Emma B?
I do remember Emma B.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, clearly.
Helen Lederer.
Oh, like her. She was in the Advert movie.
There was a mixture. Michael Barrymore. Lots of comedians, actually, but they got rather competitive. And
it does get competitive.
It does, yeah, so... Where is it on now then? Where's Coach Trip? It's not on Channel 4 anymore.
No, it's moved to E4. This is the second series on E4, so the last one was called Road to Ibiza. Mm-hmm. And this one that I'm on is called Road to Marb. So we're fighting for our chance to get to Marbella.
How fantastic is that?
Of all the destinations, you could just jump on a flight. Do you know what I mean? It's not hard.
I know. And it's a 30-day tour, and they started Magaluf, and it gets to Marbella. So it takes 30 days to get all the way from Magaluf to Marbella.
Oh, geez. So tell us a bit how you got involved with the show. I've actually tried to go on it before myself and did not get through. So tell me a bit about how you got involved.
Did you?
Yeah.
I know the production. Just call me. Do you still want to do it?
Next time.
Okay.
I was watching the last series, Road to Ibiza, and then I saw at the end that they were looking for people for the next series. So I kind of just filled in an application form online and then had to go to London for a couple of auditions, which was like a group audition and then a one-on-one.
Right.
But yeah, then I kind of got shortlisted for the show, and you kind of get told you have to be available from a certain date to a certain date.
Uh-huh.
And then they call you up when they need you or when someone's been voted off.
Yes,
of course.
And then
I ended up arriving on day 24.
So that's quite late in, right?
It is.
What was that like coming in at that point?
It was quite difficult because people have been there since day one and have kind of had friendships already.
Yeah.
I also went on as a solo traveller. It's not good to arrive late on because you have already forged your sort of like who you think is going to be loyal to you.
I went on solo as well, so they kind of partnered me with another girl called Adriana. On the show, so we didn't know each other before we actually arrived on the coach. So again, that was a big risk.
Okay.
You're taking lots of risks.
Yeah, lots of risks on this.
I know. I'm a big risk taker.
So then what happened? So whereabouts did you join?
I flew into Malaga, so it was kind of near Malaga, and then I spent the next kind of 6-7 days kind of going around southern Spain on a very slow journey back to Marbella.
Lovely.
And were there rucks? Were there fights? Did you have to do mad, silly things?
Oh, do you know what? In last night's episode, I have kind of got my foot in it a little bit. I did go a little bit mad at a couple of the new girls who tried voting me out last night. But yeah, there were a few arguments. Everyone was doing this game where they were sharing the yellow card out, because at the end of each day, you vote for the couple you least want to spend time with.
Yes.
And we were the only couple without a yellow card last night. So they were all thinking that they were being very fair by kind of sharing the yellow back to us. But I didn't take it very well. I did kind of throw my toys out of the pram a little bit.
It's weird, actually, because you do get quite emotional on there, don't you? Because you build up friends and you think they're going to be loyal to you. And when they're not, I remember thinking about doing a pact with a couple, which I'm not going to bring up now.
Why not? Tell us. Okay. It's on TV.
Okay. Gary Cockrell and Phil Turner, who I thought were my very good friends. And we had a pact. And then I didn't know. I was told afterwards, they were running around telling everyone not to get me out because I'm sure to win it and get her out. So when they voted me, I remember feeling a little tear going, you're my friend.
Oh, you get so wrapped up in it, though. When you're over there filming, it's all you know. You're not thinking about anything else that's going on in the world. So as soon as someone kind of targets you for a vote, you do take it really personally.
Yeah, I did. I did take it. My mum was like, darling, it's only
a show.
Because I came in so close to the end, I kind of knew that in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I'm not going to get to the final. I'm not going to get to the final. These people are going to vote me off and they're going to get themselves there. So I just really wanted to kind of get to that finish line. So when I got the yellow card, yeah, I didn't go very well.
I mean, are you, can I ask, have you got through to the final?
The final is tomorrow, and I can't really say because the next episode starts on Evil very shortly. But, I mean, yeah, there's a big... Brendan throws in a big twist tonight in the vote, which kind of stirs things up a little bit.
I love Brendan. He was on Alan Titchmarsh, and he said I was his favourite contestant.
Ever?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Aww. He's a liar.
He's a liar. We had such a giggle.
I didn't believe that Brendan was a real tour guide at all. I just thought it was all a bit of an act for TV, but he's genuinely one of the nicest people I've ever met, so
darling,
clever.
And he knows his stuff, right? He's really knowledgeable.
Yeah.
When I went, he was so upset. He was like, I'm not going to be nice to them now. He was like, oh, he was so sweet. Oh, darling, so you can't tell us if you get to the final, but it's obviously... It was quite an event. You've enjoyed it. Are you glad you did it?
Yeah, 100%. One of the best things I've done, and it's kind of opened up a lot of opportunities for me, so which is great, yeah.
Like what? What's come up afterwards? Can you talk?
been approached by a few other TV shows, so...
Awesome.
I'm not going to say what. I'm not allowed, but yeah, it is good.
So we're going to see you in the jungle. We're going to see you in the Big Brother house. We're going to see you on X on the Beach.
You know what? If they did a normal kind of celebrity... Well, not a celebrity, but if they did a normal jungle, I would love to do that. But yeah, that's kind of the goal, I think, now. I like seeing my face up there on the TV screen.
Oh, do you like
good.
It?
Good. We don't hear that often enough. I think you should go for it.
Can I say,
why not?
Friend.
Why can't you make a career out of being a reality star?
You certainly can, but just don't become an arsehole in the process.
No, of course.
Too many of those about. Yeah. But Adam, I saw one of your friends. I did an event for an autistic charity, and he came running up to me going, he was so excited that you've done so well. And he was like, he's on your show. And... I mean, have you had people recognise you? And
yeah, it is crazy. Like, I've only been on TV for a week, but I've kind of been walking through like shops and stuff, and I hear people say to their friends, like, "Oh, do you watch Coach Trip?" And then they say, "Oh, he's on it," and they look at me, and it is really bizarre. Like, I'm not used to this whole kind of lifestyle, but you know, I'm loving it.
So, what's your day job?
Normally, I do social media for brands and celebrities and stuff. But at the moment, I'm not really doing much.
I kind of
gave up a job to go on Coach Trip back in October, and haven't really been doing anything since. But you know,
I wish I could afford to do that. Jeez, it's all right
I
for
just
some.
Like having an easy life at the moment, you know.
Oh, the dream.
I'll go to Ibiza in the summer, and that'll sort me out.
Fair enough. What do you make of people that kind of go on? I'm trying to think of any good examples, because Coach Trip is a funny one because people get really into it and then they kind of tend to just dissipate, right? You don't see them anymore. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
How are you hoping that you'll be different?
I don't know. I've had a really big response on social media, and I quite like my Twitter anyway, so I am kind of milking it and making sure I engage with like absolutely everyone and keep some of those fans.
You need
there,
to get those follower numbers up. I see.
Get those followers right up there.
Have you been enjoying the London Fashion Week? Have you been suddenly invited to lots of events and things?
Yeah, it was good. I went to a few shows the other day on the Saturday. Went to see an Ashley Isham show and a couple of others, which was nice. I mean, fashion's not normally my cup of tea anyway. I don't particularly get it. But yeah, it's good to be kind of invited down.
Yeah, definitely.
Good experience to be there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So you got to tour around Spain. What was your favourite, well, only for a couple of days, but what was your favourite bit?
Some of the activities we did were really interesting and fun. Like, on tonight's episode, you see us kind of going to this goat farm, and they make us... I'm not an animal lover, but it was quite... So it was a nice experience for me to go there, milk a goat, and then make goat's cheese out of it. So it's like all the little random things that you do that you wouldn't kind of do in everyday life.
Yeah, you never do any other time.
It makes the experience so unique.
And you're based in Brighton, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
What's it like down there? I haven't been down to Brighton for a long time, you know.
I love Brighton.
Love a bit of Brighton.
It's so nice. It's so nice in the summer, but at the moment, it's just disgusting. I mean, obviously, you've got this Storm Doris. Is that what everyone's calling it now?
Yeah, Storm
but,
Doris.
But I mean, right by the sea, it's just so much worse, I think. It's so windy.
Yeah. And so,
in the summer, though.
Do you think you'll want to stay in Brighton, or do you think the bright lights of London are calling? What are you thinking?
Yeah. I've been looking at living in London for the last few years, but I've just kept putting it off. I mean, it's just so... so much easier living with your mum, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, cheaper. Darling, I don't cheaper, want my boys to
don't
leave.
Don't have to do anything.
I made them sign that they'll stay with me till they're 50. I don't want them to go. I love them being
that's,
there.
That's cruelty to children.
Is it? Oh, yeah. They're looking at all my funny dresses. Well, look, we wish you the best. Well, I hope you have made the final. And
it's not long until you can find out.
So when can we watch it? When is it on?
It's on 7:30. Is that now? Is it 7:30?
It is. Wow. It's in a couple of minutes, so you can. We'll get you off the phone before, so you can go and watch it.
So
by
8
o'clock, you'll know if I'm in the final.
Well, we'll still be doing our radio show by then. But we'll
post it. We'll be doing the radio show. You know, just pause your face on the telly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I do. Well, listen. Best of luck, Adam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing more of you.
All right, darling. Well done.
Cheers, guys.
Bye, darling. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. You don't know me. What you gonna do? Yeah. Time is money, so don't f*** with mine. Seeing up with my girls, I'ma have a good time. Step back with your chit chat, killing my vibe. See, you can't get too much of a good thing. So I'm here dressed up in the finest things. Well, please hold your tongue, don't say a damn thing. See your iPhone camera flashing. Please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. You don't know me, okay. I mean, we can throw shapes together, but it doesn't mean you're in my circle. Yeah. Cruise through life and I'm feeling on track. If you can't keep up, then you better fall back. 'Cause money look better when I see it all stacked up. See, you can't get too much of a good thing. So I'm here dressed up in the finest things. Well, please hold your tongue, don't say a damn thing. See your iPhone camera flashing. Please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. I just got a text of someone. Yes.
Lizzie, have you ever organised a big party?
What do you think? Yes, I organised a wedding in 2 weeks for myself.
Oh, well done. That's pretty good. Shotgun.
No. Thank you.
Up the duff.
It was a great. Actually, we renewed our vows, which probably was a kiss of death because we split up about 2 months after. But it was for celebrities. For weddings, and I won the show.
Yes, you did.
Just let
I
you
remember
know that.
That. I remember that. Because I'm having a bit of a dilemma at the minute.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
I am the best man at a wedding.
Right.
And we're going away in May. We're going to Scotland. And I'm struggling to organise 30 people to go to this stag do.
You're going to Scotland? Why Scotland?
So the groom has a friend who has a big house we can go to on a lock.
Oh, sounds fun.
Yeah, really fun.
But what's the hardship? Just book the tickets and
let's
do it.
Yeah, but organising 30 people and trying to get the money. Do you know what I mean?
Send an email to each of them. Get the email on one thing. So money's got to be in. Give a deadline. The money has to be in by this. Or you
otherwise, you're
go.
Not coming.
You've got to be hard.
Do you think you have to be that harsh?
You've got to be hard. Say the money, because need to book. We won't get the flights. Just give them a little twist.
Okay. A little nipple twist. Well, I'm mostly stressed because it's taking place on the weekend of Eurovision.
I
can't watch Eurovision. I live for Eurovision.
I saw you with Union Jack. But I don't like the song. I do not like the Eurovision song. I'm sorry, it's dreary.
Should we play
it's
it again?
Depressing.
We've got a little clip of it.
Should we play it again? No,
yeah.
I don't like it.
No, we're going to play a little clip.
If you could see how far you've walked, you would see that all's not lost. I will never give up on you. I don't care what I've got to lose. Just give me a hand and hold on.
You're really not a fan, are you?
No, I'm not. It's like something you'd have at a funeral march. It's just awful. Depressing.
Lucy Jones, former X Factor.
Look,
what am
girl.
I going to do though? Because right, so it's a gay wedding.
Okay.
So it's two grooms, right?
Yeah.
Should I incorporate Eurovision into the thing so 100. I can then watch Eurovision?
Of course. Come on. You want to have a good time. You don't want to go to Scotland, be cold, freezing.
It's May. It'll be nice.
You'll still have Storm Doris there because it's cold. Full of Scottish people, very tight-fisted, won't buy a drink. What you need to do is get, maybe organise some people to come in with drinks at the house, make sure the telly's on, have a Eurovision party, do it something like that. Forget, you know, you're in a lock, you're going to be far away, lots of travelling if you want to get to a bar. Bring it to where you're staying. You're in a beautiful
house. There's a local pub 20-minute walk away. We have to walk along the road, though.
No, it might be... Oh, you're joking. You've got loads of sheep. You'll get, you know...
Sheep? Where have you got that idea from?
Well, I just
feel it. Just Scotland, isn't it? Scotland.
It's cold. Listen, forget that. Bring drinks in to the house. Get the telly on. Eurovision party. All dress up as a nation. Do the Eurovision bet. Who's going to win? Do some funny games.
Yeah, all right, maybe.
Do you want me to organise this for you?
No.
I feel I should.
No, because you'll have some kind of stripper come in or something.
Okay. No.
It's good
dressing up. I love dressing up.
Well, I am aware of that. And if you check on Twitter now, hopefully we can see the results of Dare to Wear this evening.
Yes. I like that because I thought I was going to have to take my clothes off. I was very happy with that one. But listen, please, just make it easy.
Okay.
Think of some fun games.
It's really hard though, Lizzie. Honestly, it's really hard.
No, I think you're being...
I've never done it before, so I'm like, being the best man.
Have you got a speech?
I can't talk about that because there's some surprises. Actually, you know all the surprises.
Ah. Well, I'm not going. Am I going to jump
you're not
out
invited.
Of a cake?
No. You're not invited. Oh my God, would you jump out of a cake?
Yeah, of
at someone's wedding?
Yes.
We'd have to pay you.
I've done it before.
We'd have to pay you.
Wouldn't I? Just give me a good time. I like you. You're my friend. I'll do it. I've done that before.
Would you sing?
I had to do that for someone for a birthday because a guy really liked me and they had a good cake and I popped out. But I didn't like him. So
was it awkward?
Well, no, it was funny because they all...
You got some good stories, Lizzie Cundy, I tell you.
I do. I've got some great stories. And we've got Mickey Rourke's in town. I've had a nice little text. Mickey Rourke's here in 3 weeks. Can't say he'll come on the radio, but I'm sure I'll have some good stories because he's great fun.
Are you going to hang out with him?
Yeah, I'm going to. He's a buddy.
Going to go get pissed at Mickey Rourke?
No, I won't get. I won't. I'm off the drink at the minute. Have you noticed?
I know, it makes a change.
I'm in water. I've not been well. Some horrid person gave me a chesty thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound nice, does it? So for people listening, Lizzie's Dare to Wear is now on Twitter.
Woo! Let me see.
So like, retweet, comment. Want to know what people think about Lizzie looking terrible.
Baby, that's not fair. So, darling, I am a bit relieved London Fashion Week's over, can I say?
Yes. Well, so what have you got planned in the next week then? Because if you're...
I want to go somewhere hot and have a little break.
Oh, because you haven't been on holiday for very long, have you? I mean, geez, it must have been a month ago that you were in the frigging Maldives.
The Maldives are calling,
I have to say, I was only in Australia a month ago, and I'm already thinking I need a holiday.
I know. I feel.
And
I
can't take it from work.
I want to keep positive, but I feel I need some sun on my body and feel hot.
We've had a nice couple of warm days recently. I'm surprised I didn't see some pat pictures of you in a bikini in a park somewhere.
Never. I'd never do such a thing. How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
But no, there's some good TV coming. We've got Britain's Got Talents coming.
Yes, very exciting.
So I'm looking forward to that.
I am very into Celebs Go Dating at the minute.
Yes. Did you... I mean, that's... What do you think of that? We've had Lady Essex on the show.
Yeah, I think the problem is that I'm not a fan of Joey Essex when it comes to the dating thing. I think he's got it all wrong. Did you ever see the episode of Towie when he took Sam Fares on a trip to the Skip?
Yes.
And bought her a Mr. Blobby yoghurt or something.
It was quite funny. I like Joey Essex. He swore on This Morning by accident. Mike was...
He did. Did you see that this week?
Yes, I did. I did.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of Celebs Go Dating. I'm quite intrigued to see people like Fern McCann, who... She kind of went off the... She started in Towie, didn't she? And then she went on to I'm a Celebrity. And then she kind of went to This Morning and she kind of went to go towards air towards that more private thing. Now she's back on Celebs Go Dating, you know what I mean?
I see, I wouldn't have, if I was Fern, I wouldn't have done the Celebs Go Dating. I would have kept doing the This Morning.
But she's still doing that.
I know, but I would go for that more of a career, doing presenting on
She got to fly to LA for This Morning this week.
Exactly, I was very jealous. We should be there at the Oscars. I'm usually there.
Are you?
Yes, I'm very envious.
It's not my bag. I can't be standing on a red carpet. I can't be bothered anymore, Lizzie.
Oh, darling. Well, you lost your zip. I'll be on that red carpet in my Zimmer frame at 80. Hey! No, the Oscars is different.
It's cold on British red carpets.
Yeah, it's cold, but in LA it's fun. And the pre-Oscar parties are fabulous.
Who are your tips to win? Everyone's saying Emma Stone, La La Land. Obviously, the Oscars are taking place.
Have you seen La La Land?
Sunday. I have. I saw it when I was in Australia.
And what did you think?
I loved it. Yeah. Have you seen it?
I haven't. Can you believe that? I really want to go. Everyone's seen it. I want to go with someone, but everyone's seen it.
It's definitely, I would say it's one to watch.
I have people that love it. I had a friend who said, I'm never going to get that 2 hours back in my life. What was that about?
People are, yeah, it's
I
a
like
real.
Musicals, so
Marmite.
Maybe, you know. I think I'd enjoy it.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's not for everyone.
Is it similar to Moulin Rouge-y type?
No, not really. Not really. It's set in the mod. It's set now, you know. It's like set in current times.
Okay, no, I mean, I would love it. I had to do well.
Well, our fingers crossed for your friend Naomi Harris.
Naomi Harris is a very good friend. And
she's
I really
for best
hope
supporting actress, I think.
Yeah, and I'm going to give her a text to say, if you win, you have to come on, please, even if it's just for a quick...
Quickie.
And got OBE from the Queen. David Beckham must be going, all these people meeting the Queen and not me.
Because he's still not a sir.
He's not a sir. Is it going to happen? I doubt it now. What do you feel?
I think
he's blown it.
I think it will happen eventually, but I don't know.
I don't think it
You don't
can.
Think it will now?
I don't think it can after that, do you?
I like his Instagram full of pictures of his kids now.
Lots. Holding the little girl.
Now we've got a surprise guest coming on at the end of the show, haven't we, Lizzie?
We've got a very good friend of mine. Her name's Anna Kennedy, OBE, another,
yeah.
Who's done incredible work for kids with autism, and she's got two boys of her own who are autistic, and I helped her with a charity event.
Awesome.
At the Hard Rock Cafe. And
love the Hard Rock Cafe.
And they're launching an album.
Awesome.
Yes, so she's coming on to chat.
Great. Now, so shall we play a little track and then we'll get her on the phone?
Incredible. Seriously, these kids really got amazing talent.
Awesome.
I've just seen the picture of me on Dare to Wear. Not too happy. Just saying.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Candy's not happy. She's going to kick off while we play a bit of Rihanna Diamonds.
How dare you? Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would be.
like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
With Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on FUBAR Radio.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own.
Justin Bieber there.
Love a bit of Justin.
And now we've got our final surprise yes. guest on the phone. Anna Kennedy, are you there?
Hello, I am. Hello. Thank you very much.
Anna, how are you, darling?
Oh, I'm still on a high from Monday. How about you?
Yes, it was an incredible night. Can you tell our listeners about a bit about you and a bit about Monday night?
Okay, well, my name's Anna, and I've got two sons on the autism spectrum, and because of the lack of services of where I've lived, I've just had to create absolutely everything for my sons, who are now 27 and 24, with the diagnosis of Asperger's, and Angelo's got quite severe autism, epilepsy, and a sensory processing condition.
Wow.
And from remortgaging our house to setting up a school, a college, a residential home, and then in about 2009, parents started writing to me saying they were having real difficulties with trying to get a diagnosis, trying to find the right type of school, just everything in general to do with autism and a lot of the stuff that had been through since sort of 1997, 1998. So I decided I wanted to set up a charity called Anna Kennedy Online where I could support parents and they wouldn't feel as isolated as I did. Because you probably picked up my accents from Middlesbrough. I'm from And when I moved to London, obviously, I didn't know anybody at all. And then with having two sons been diagnosed with autism, I just felt really isolated. And then I was trying to find support groups and there was just nothing around. And then I bumped into another parent. She was going through the same thing. And then I started sort of feeling out. And then 275 families contacted me saying they were going through the same thing, and it's just grown and grown. And now, in 2017, basically, I've created a virtual autism community with about 73,000 families, adults on the spectrum, celebrities, just anyone who's interested in autism, who wants to help or looking for help. So Anna Kennedy Online was born, and then in 2012, Autism's Got Talent was born, which is the highlight of the, like, nearly everything I've done within the charity. It's just absolutely fabulous. And basically, it's giving a platform to young individuals and adults who are really talented in the performing arts or in general with artwork. And when we actually put it together in 2012, it was absolutely amazing, and 650 people came to watch the show, made up of a lot of families as well that had children with autism that had been isolated or been told at that time not to bring their children to pantomimes or whatever because they would be disruptive. But you know what? It's just grown and grown. And last year we had acts from Croatia, Sweden, Canada,
and
I've become like the Simon. Yeah, I've become the Simon Cowell of the autism world.
You have Autism Got Talent. You have, and I mean, I was very honoured to be invited to get to come and watch, and it was phenomenal. I mean, their voices, and it was beyond. I can't even tell you how talented these kids
were. Well,
what
happened was Aaron York, who was the gentleman who was the singer songwriter from Birmingham. He actually performed on Autism's Got Talent a couple of years ago, so I had this idea of for him to write and record and produce a CD made up with all artists that have a diagnosis of autism. So I approached him and I just said, what do you think, Aaron? Do you think you could do it? And he just thought, I want to do it. We were like really excited. So we met in Oxford and then we met a few more times. And since then, we've been chatting because Aaron's got a recording studio at his home. So each of the individuals, like we've got, I'll just shout their names out because I know they're listening. So there's Aaron, Scott, Marie, Bradley, Ryan, Erica, Calvin, Kieran, and another Ryan. And they all basically have sang original songs, and Calvin wrote his own. And you know what? It's just like when I listened to the CD, I just felt like a wave of emotion. I was so proud of them. They were singing at the Hard Rock Cafe because that's what I'm about. I know it's
they
just like
loved
our
it though,
and
but it was incredible.
I know,
they were the stars singing, of the night.
I know, singing across, you know, like alongside iconic memorabilia, you know, like Elvis Presley, you know, Jimi Hendrix. I just thought these kids deserve this platform. So what we're doing is we're trying to raise awareness just to say, look what these children and adults can achieve. And we're obviously selling the CD, which is called Building Bridges. And
Building Bridges.
You know, the type, it's got like, you know, it's quite a good title. We believe in it, that we're trying to build bridges with the mainstream community and just sort of come across our bridge. Come and see what we can do.
Exactly. And I tell you what talent. And Anna, I have to take my hat off to you because you are one incredible woman. I cannot believe what you have achieved and all you do. You're just simply sensational.
I am relentless. I'm a workaholic.
You are.
I am. I know I'm a bit mad.
But you know what? The kids all appreciate all you do. And I spoke to a lot of the parents there, and it is very tough. It can be very lonely. And I have a friend who has an autistic son, and you know, you can feel very on your own with all this. And
you can. You just so can. And it's just that if you haven't got the T-shirt, you really don't understand it. You know, you can obviously try and appreciate it, but obviously, I've had the T-shirt twice. I get 3 to 4 hours sleep a night. my son today, for example, because it's been so windy, because he's got such a sensory processing condition, it's been driving him mad. So he's been high-pitched squealing the whole day. I just felt like my brain was going to mush.
And then I ring you and say, come on the radio. Oh.
Do you know what? But I wouldn't change my life, to be honest with you, because it's just taught me so much about myself as well and what you can achieve and never give in. If someone says no to you, just try and speak to somebody else. And that's why I've achieved what I've achieved, because it's just like,
up.
I'll speak to anyone. I don't care. It's just like about, come on, give these kids a chance. Give these adults a chance.
Yes.
So what I'm saying to everyone who's listening, if you've got the opportunity, just have a listen to what these children and adults have achieved on building bridges.
Yes,
if you look on our charity website, it's on Anna Kennedy Online.
Fantastic. Anna Kennedy Online. You can have a please, because this album, and I was very lucky to be at the event at the Hard Rock and got an album myself. It's simply fantastic. Anna, we've got to say goodbye as the show's ending now, but well done. And
thank you very much, and thanks for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Anna. I love you to bits, you know that. Well done, my darling.
All right,
thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Bye,
cheers.
Anna.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Anna, mate, that's Superwoman.
Really is.
She is Superwoman.
3 to 4 hours sleep a night. I mean, wow. I can't imagine what that must be like.
No, and looking after 2 severely autistic kids, and she's doing all this for others, you know, that is something else.
It's inspirational.
Autism Got Talent.
Yep.
I'm getting Simon Cowell involved with
this. We have had quite the show today.
Darling, we've had such a show.
From people that have slept with Stephanie Davis.
He was
we really like to bring in the variety at Access All Areas.
And the band, the Scheme, were fantastic.
And handsome.
They're very handsome.
I think I'm quite obsessed. I think I'm quite obsessed with one member.
I fell in love.
I think I did, but we're going to keep it.
Love.
We're going to keep that on the down low. But we are going to go. We're going to go see them, so I can meet them again.
But listen, I've got to do a big shout out to my friend Joe Wood, because her son is opening an amazing restaurant.
Oh, this is exciting!
Tonight. So
where at?
It's in Russell Square.
Yeah, lovely.
And it's
lovely part of London.
Like burgers and things, but it's veggie, but no nasties, all healthy.
Oh, it's veggie.
It's veggie.
I'm a vegetarian, Lizzie.
Do you want to come? I'm honestly not very well, so I'm not staying long. I know that's the famous last word.
My issue with going out these days, Lizzie, is getting home.
Well, this is it's called Burger Fi, and it's on Woburn Place and Russell Square, so please
lovely.
Get on down. It's Jamie Wood's restaurant.
Go and check it out.
Yeah, go and check it
so
out.
So what else have you got coming up this week?
Baby, I've got a crazy little weekend ahead, but I'm in the country for a little bit. I'm going to have a little bit of rest, time with my boys. Hopefully Chelsea will win, and all good things.
Chelsea, are they playing?
I should know. I mean, I'm actually going to Chelsea West Ham. I can't wait. West Ham are playing Chelsea.
Is that a big deal?
Jackie Gold has got me in the boardroom.
Why are you not getting me? I will come to a football match, Lizzie, but I will only go if I can drink champagne.
And okay, I'll sort it. And food.
I'm obviously food.
But you have to support Chelsea.
I will support anyone.
Arsenal,
I will support
anyone.
I will support anyone you tell me
Spurs.
To support, Lizzie. To be honest, okay. If I can get have a glass of champagne
you
in my
can.
Hand,
I will sort that. Your dream will come true, my darling.
Yeah, I've been to a football match before, though. Portsmouth. Told you.
Oh God,
what
Pompey,
a joy!
Up the pump.
Play
that
up,
guy
Pompey.
With that drum. I sit next to him every week at Portsmouth.
So we have a choice, Lizzie, for our final song.
Yes, give it to me.
George Michael, Different Corner, or Katy Perry, Chained to the Rhythm.
Oh baby, I think. As it was the Brits, and they did such a beautiful tribute to George Michael. He's my hero, my all-time favourite, Different Strokes.
That's not the name of the song. It's called Different Corner.
Sorry, Different Corner.
Okay, so a bit of Different Corner to end the show tonight. Until next week, once again, Lizzie
love
Cundy.
You.
Thanks for listening to Access All Areas.
God bless.
Bit of George Michael. A Different Strokes.
I love you. So I don't dare.
it's a breeze.